Welcome to the latest episode of Over the Counter in our special series of pharmacist interviews. Observed each year in October, American Pharmacist Month celebrates the incredible care of pharmacists of all practice types deliver to patients on a daily basis. Throughout October, Drug Topics sat down with pharmacists of all backgrounds to learn what keeps them motivated in their profession. From the retail and community pharmacy space to specialty care, find out how exactly the profession is thriving today from a collection of pharmacists' unique perspectives.
What initially drew you to the pharmacy profession, and how has your career path unfolded?
So when I first was considering career paths, I knew I wanted to be something medical related. But I also had a really strong draw to math. That was something I really liked to do all through high school and stuff. And so pharmacy kind of was the perfect fit for me. At least that's what I thought when I was exploring all the options. And so I went to Duquesne University, all 6 years of my PharmD program, and I interned at Rite Aid that entire time. And I graduated in 2014. From that time, I worked at Rite Aid as a field pharmacist in various roles, as just a regular pharmacist, staff pharmacist, then a pharmacy manager. And I managed multiple locations up until I joined the clinical services team in 2020. And this was around the time when COVID vaccines and testing was kind of coming to be a thing. The clinical team, it was expanding, as were a lot of clinical teams in retail pharmacy. And so I was able to join the team, which was supposed to be a stretch project. But in 2021, I was offered the position that I currently hold now, which is the manager for immunization and clinical programs. And what I do in that role is I primarily focus on making Rite Aid's immunization program successful. To do this, I maintain policies and procedures for our immunization program, create resources, best practices, continuing education courses, all to help educate our pharmacists so that they're as up to date on the vaccine recommendations and how to talk to customers about vaccines. And then also just strategizing to help make our pharmacists and our pharmacies in the best position to provide these vaccines and just to make sure we're getting as many people protected against vaccine preventable diseases as possible. Outside of that main role that I hold, I also manage Rite Aid's travel health consultation program, our cold storage monitoring program, and our emerging prep and PEP program. And then outside of my career at Rite Aid, I've also worked as a pharmacist at a federal penitentiary, which was a pretty unique experience. And then I also co-author two pharmacology textbooks for Cengage and BBT Publishing.
Can you talk about some of the rewards and challenges you face in your current practice setting?
My current role is super rewarding. It's really great to have the privilege to have such a large impact over so many pharmacists and so many patients. Like I mentioned just previously, I get to educate all of our pharmacists. So, when a recommendation changes or a new vaccine's available, or, just if there's a best practice out there that I can share, I'm able to get that information to all the pharmacists at our over 1300 stores, 1300 locations. Doing that, I'm able to kind of provide those pharmacists with, the ability to give as many vaccines as possible to as many patients as possible. So that's probably the biggest reward, I think, is just having that large scale impact across our footprint. The biggest challenge, I would say, is I don't really get as much face-to-face interaction with patients, and I don't really get to build the relationships that I used to when I was as a pharmacist in a store, in a location, in a pharmacy. Really, pharmacists are so accessible in terms of, other healthcare providers. And I really liked that when I was a field pharmacist, was, just being able to miss, to get those personal actions. And now I kind of miss being able to have those personal interactions in my current role. But really, just to overcome that, I kind of just focus on the positive impact that our immunization program is having on public health, on each patient, on, all their families, all of those things, and just use it as motivation to keep continue to expand the program and make it successful. So,
Share something unique about your practice setting, patient population, or a specific program you've implemented that exemplifies the value of pharmacists in patient care.
A specific program that we've implemented, we just kicked off this year. It's our travel health consultation program. We launched it in three different states and we're looking to expand already. But right now it's in California, Washington, and Delaware. It's select pharmacies. The program, what it's designed to do is it provides those people who are traveling to a foreign country or to a country maybe with altitude or travel risks that they're not used to, where they live right now, but mostly it's for foreign travel. It provides them with vaccines, prophylactic medication, travel advice, all to make sure that they can have a safe trip wherever they're heading. And so the pharmacists that are providing this service, they're trained through a 10-credit CE course that we've created in-house. It's accredited through ACPE. I would say the majority of the content, but I had a lot of contributors from other people on the clinical team to some of the students that I precept for still at Duquesne University. Some of the Appy students help contribute as well. And so, so they get that really extensive training and then they're prepared to do the program. And since we've launched that program earlier this year, we've already provided over 1,000 travel health consultations. Which has obviously resulted in many immunizations, and just making sure that these, people who are traveling to a foreign country are able to do so safely and enjoy their time there as opposed to worrying about their health risks. So, I think that's kind of cool. It's just something a little different than you'd normally hear about in the community pharmacy setting.
In your opinion, what are the biggest opportunities for pharmacists to expand their role in patient care in today's healthcare landscape?
Yeah, so today's healthcare landscape is honestly, I would say, more unique than it's ever been before. Or maybe unique is the wrong word. Maybe I should just say it's as progressive as it's ever been before. And so, the biggest opportunity for pharmacists right now to expand their role in patient care, I think, is in community pharmacy. And I know that might surprise some people who might be listening, but really, if you think about it, like 10 to 15 years ago, around the time I was graduating from pharmacy school, or even like the 5 years before that, community pharmacists were really kind of still looked at as like a primarily dispensing role. So, the pharmacist dispenses the medication, the doctor prescribes the medication. And, since then, we've seen vaccines, medication therapy management. Those things were like at the time, those were super small portions of the pharmacist's day-to-day role. Now they're the majority of the pharmacist's day-to-day role, with dispensing kind of being a smaller part. And, obviously we still dispense a lot of medications in community pharmacy, but the clinical services are really where the focus is at. And since that time, 10 to 15 years ago, we've seen our clinical services not only grow in those two big ones, so vaccines and medication therapy management, we've not only seen those grow, but we've seen exponential growth in other services offered. So we see point of care testing, which includes testing and treating for like flu, COVID-19, strep. We see PrEP and PEP, so that's providing prophylaxis to those who may be exposed to HIV or may have been recently exposed to HIV. As I mentioned, travel health consultations, hormonal contraceptive prescribing, and there's just so many more. And like I said, not to mention just the vaccines. At this point, pharmacists administer more adult vaccines than any other healthcare professional. I think I saw somewhere that during the pandemic, over 70% of all COVID doses were administered at pharmacies. And so, pharmacists being one of the most accessible and trusted healthcare providers, it's really, we're providing all these services, and now we have patients that are kind of turning to us as the vaccine experts, as, someone who they can come to and not just get their medication, but also get some clinical services as well. And so I think my message for pharmacists that are just starting out their careers or that are, and I tell all of my students who intern for me or extern for me, pharmacists who once thought they wanted to go into clinical pharmacy, that they once thought that the only type of role that they could do and be a clinical pharmacist was in residency. And now a lot of pharmacists are learning that they can be clinical pharmacists right in their own community pharmacy, and really have an impact on public health and their community. So I think that's awesome.
And this is the last question I have for you. How do you leverage the resources and support provided by your chain pharmacy to enhance your ability to deliver high quality, patient-centered care?
Yeah, so I'm really fortunate to work for a company like Rite Aid. Rite Aid is very committed to providing our patients with the best clinical care. And so, I have the resources to create, as I sort of alluded to earlier, like continuing education courses. These courses help educate our pharmacists on changing vaccine recommendations, on emerging best practices, on any other component that, any of our other clinical services that, we can utilize a CE course. A lot of our CE courses are accredited through ACPE, which I think is really nice because the pharmacists can earn credit while they're learning towards, earn credit towards a license. And then I also have the resources to implement new and progressive clinical programs that our patients can benefit from. So, like as I mentioned previously, we have the travel health, we have PEP and PrEP, we have which are my programs specifically, but our clinical team also point of care testing, hormonal contraceptive prescribing, all of those things. It's really, nice to be able to offer the clinical services and organize and maintain these programs with the resources that we have available to us. And finally, something that we've done recently, Rite Aid has restructured a lot of our corporate structure. And one of the things that we did was that we created a designated clinical program implementation team. And that team serves to bridge the gap between our clinical services team. So, as I mentioned before, I'm making policies and procedures, best practices, education, and they bridge that gap between our team and our field team. And so, what they're doing is they're making sure that they're taking that education and those resources that we're providing, and they're taking it directly to our regional pharmacy leaders, directly to our pharmacists, and making sure that they understand those and that the programs are implemented in the way that we are intending them to, so that they can run successfully. And they're also then taking information from our field pharmacists, from our regional pharmacy leaders. They're taking that information. They're communicating that feedback back to us and giving us, ways that we can improve our clinical programs, getting questions directly to us so we can answer them quickly and efficiently to our teams, and get our team's answers to their questions. And so that team has really been crucial in making sure that our clinical programs have run smoothly over the last, 6 to 8 months, because, we've done a lot of expanding. Obviously, right now we have our busiest vaccine season, with it being respiratory illness season. So we're doing a lot of flu and COVID-19 and RSV and pneumococcal. And so with our teams administering so many vaccines, it's really nice to have that clinical implementation team that provides us direct feedback and that we can then provide, guidance from there. So I think that's one of the biggest resources that we have right now that we've leveraged.